So immediately he feels greatly attracted to Rupa and sits down like a pupil. And then she says, "You are a very nice boy. You are going to be a great philosopher in the future. But right now, you are totally disturbed." Because she understands his mind. And then she explains what is the disturbance in his mind. Because of her capacity to understand, she says, "You are disturbed by three things. First, by the idea of ambition. Secondly, by the idea of intellectual understanding. And thirdly, you are disturbed by disharmony." Three things. You have ambition, idea of ambition, idea of intellectual understanding, and the idea of disharmony. And she said, "You are disturbed because these three things are opposed to your nature. In your nature, there is no ambition. In your nature, your understanding is of a different kind. You have understanding, but not intellectual understanding. You have another kind of capacity of knowing. And you are disturbed by disharmony because your being is a being of harmony." As soon as she uttered these words, it seemed a big cloud in the mind of Anak got shattered. He began to have some great clarity. A big weight is lifted away from his mind. And she asked, "Why is ambition troubling me?" So she said, "The idea of ambition has been planted by Videsh in your mind from outside. It's not in you. Videsh has put that idea of ambition in your mind and you don't understand." So he said, "Is ambition bad? Is wrong?" So she said, "There is a difference between two words, ambition and aspiration. And there's a difference between the two. Aspiration is good, is ideal. Ambition is wrong," she said. "You should have aspiration but not ambition. And the difference is very thin, very subtle. You must understand the difference. You are a boy full of aspiration. And not of ambition. Therefore, if ambition is thrown into your mind, it works like poison. And then you get disturbed. Now what is the difference between aspiration and ambition? Can anybody tell me? Ambition and aspiration, yes?
Ambition is one thing when you aim.
Yes.
And aspiration is when you are open to something, you want to learn about things.
Good. I understand what you try to say, although it is not exactly what you have said, but what you try to say is correct. You said that in ambition there is an aim. In aspiration also there is an aim. But there is a difference. In ambition, you have an aim to become bigger and bigger yourself, to be greater and greater yourself, and for yourself. In aspiration, you want to be greater, not for yourself. You want to be bigger, not for yourself. And you want to be bigger by offering. In ambition, there is you can become bigger by eating, by swallowing. But in aspiration, you become bigger by offering, by sacrificing, by self-giving. You offer yourself. You know the stories of offering many times. You have seen the stories of offering? Then you can offer yourself for somebody else. You sacrifice. You have heard the story of Tale of Two Cities? Heard of the story? Tale of Two Cities? No? You ask your teacher one day. It's a beautiful story of self-giving. It is a story in which for the sake of the woman whom he loved, he went to the gallows and sacrificed himself so that she may become happy. He offered himself to be guillotined so that she whom he loved would be happier in her life. There was such a situation which had come in his life where he could make her happy, and this was a good occasion, and he offered himself. This is aspiration, not ambition. He aspired that she should be happy, even if it means my own annihilation. To aspire is to offer yourself to the divine more and more. You give yourself. When I say, I aspire, you aspire to be servant of God. You aspire to be slave of God. You want to serve the highest ideal in the world. Therefore you suffer in spite of the fact that you have to suffer, you do it. That is aspiration. You aspire that in the world everybody should be happy. Even if it means that I have to suffer, it does not matter. But everybody else should be happy. That is aspiration. So she explained to him that your nature is the nature of self-giving. So when the idea of ambition was put by Videsh in your mind, you got disturbed. He put into your mind, you should be great, you should be great, you should be wonderful, big, you should have a big name. It's a wrong twist given to you. It does not harmonize with your nature. That is your problem. Now, you have to work in such a way that ambition is thrown away but aspiration remains. This was the first answer she gave, and you were so happy to receive this answer. So happy. You know, when your mental problem is resolved, you know how happy you become. No? Your experience? When a problem is resolved in your mind, how happy you become. You have seen it? You have experienced it? How happy you become when your mind problem is resolved. And then you ask the second question. Yes? What is the second point she had made to him? First, ambition is the first problem. Second is intellectual understanding. She said is the second problem. She said, you are a boy of overstanding, not understanding, but overstanding. Let me write down this word.